This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio, and I'm sitting down with
Mike Ginter.
Mike Ginter, who is working with the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans.
That's right. That's right. Right.
And I understand you were involved in the big flight over D.C., which I can't remember the official name for.
I was. It was called the Arsenal of Democracy. Officially, it was the Arsenal of Democracy World War II Victory Capital Flyover. And that happened 2 months ago, May 8th, in D.C. So myself and Bob Stenovic and Wayne Boggs were the three guys that kind of did the detailed plans. We had a big executive committee, a whole bunch of people doing a whole lot of planning. But Wayne and I were the air bosses for it, and it was a huge success. We were very happy with how it turned out.
Now, how many pilots that came down there had you guys never worked with before? I mean, you had to be very careful who you let fly because you obviously want to make a really good impression.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was. I knew half of them. Wayne knew all of them. Wayne's the best air boss in the business, so he knew all the guys. And of course, he has everybody's respect. So he was the perfect guy to be the air boss, and he briefed everybody on it.
And but, ended every sentence with "or I will kill you,"
or "outstanding."
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a tremendous success. It had a little bit of excitement that was unplanned, but
that's right. Yeah, TBM Avenger had a hydraulic failure a hydraulic leak. And it manifested in the cockpit as a smoke and an atomized hydraulic fluid. And so it happened right as he was coming around the Lincoln Memorial, which was our initial point for wings leveled down Independence Avenue, right down through the National Mall. So we had permission to fly through the prohibited area, P-56.
Yeah.
We're trained as pilots to stay away from that, but we had Secret Service and TSA blessing.
Your hair was up on end anyway?
Nope. We were waved. It's no different than flying an air show right here at Oshkosh. We were up on our game, but we weren't nervous. But anyway, he had a hydraulic pinhole leak in the TBM Avenger. He was -3 of the Leyte Gulf flight, and as soon as it I think in this video online, he's got a great YouTube clip of it.
Yeah, I've watched it. It's incredible.
I think it was 42 seconds from when he saw the smoke until he was touching down. So he really did a great job handling it. Josh Wilson was the guy's name. Great guy.
What I thought was kind of interesting was he was so calm and professional until the airplane was on the ground. He's like, get out.
Yeah. Well, it's check it all on YouTube. It's a great recap. But yeah. It was, in fact, the FAA and TSA, Secret Service, they were all great to work with. And our credibility as a bunch of warbird guys was rising as we got closer. And when it went off without a hitch, the practice flight the day prior went very well, and then the actual flight Friday went perfectly. Even the emergency was perfectly handled. So Reagan Airport was closed for an hour. That was planned. So when Josh landed, precautionary landing, he clobbered the runway for 20, 30 minutes, but they had him towed clear by the time they had to reopen. So it really worked out well. Everybody was very happy with how it worked, which is good. So, and I got to say that part of the stuff that helped us work with the interagency crowd so well was what we had done last October, which was the Potomac flight. And I spoke about that last year here on your show. The Potomac flight back in October was a part of the Culpeper Air Fest. And we partnered with the DAV to make that happen. And we finally got that thing airborne with 23 T-6s as a single formation over the Pentagon.
That's saying something.
Yeah, it was fun. So 23 of us over the Pentagon and Arlington National Cemetery, and it was totally dedicated to the disabled American veterans.
So that's cool.
It worked out great, and that planning event led into the Arsenal, which was, again, another success, thankfully, and that's helping us build the steam for this October. We're going to do the second running of a Potomac flight. So it's all part of the Culpeper Air Fest, which is a small town southwest of D.C. and the greatest little air show on the East Coast. And we have a one-day show. It's free to the public. We have the world's only civilian-owned Harrier comes in. Art Nalls comes up from
And scorches the grass?
The scorches the runway. But great collection of warbirds, great collection of acts. And Culpeper is known for its legendary hospitality to the air show industry. And anyway, on Friday, the 9th of October, I believe it is, we're going to be doing the Potomac flight again. So,
all right. Sounds like a place to be.
I think we're going to, because the DAV is involved, and we really had a great relationship built with them last year. We're going to bring in B-25s to fly with us with the T-6s. So we're going to spice it up a little bit.
Yep.
And
keep it fresh.
Yep. Dedicate it to the 1.3 million members of the DAV and bring some public exposure to that cause, which is a great cause. I'm a vet myself, so.
I'm one of those tweeners.
Oh.
That's when I hit right in the late 70s. So I'm not a vet.
That's all right.
But I have an uncle who was over in Vietnam. So anyway, applaud the service. And I digress. Anyway, so now I see Ghost Squadron on your hat. What's that all about?
Well, quite frankly, my wife and I were strolling up and down the flight line here at Oshkosh yesterday, and we were looking quite longingly at all the Beach 18s. This cool hat that I'm wearing says Ghost Squadron. It's a black commemorative Air Force hat. We walked past one of the CAF airplanes on the Warbird line, and the guys out front started chatting with us, and I couldn't say no when they said, "Do you want to buy a hat?" So I'm supporting the cause.
There you go. Okay.
And my wife said she loved it. So
it's a great hat. It's a great hat. Now, what are you flying here?
I have a T-6 SNJ-5, okay. 1943 model. So we bring it out every year from the East Coast, D.C. area.
Okay. So. That's a hard place to fly.
Well, okay, that's true. Everybody knows that restricted airspace and the procedures for the special flight rules area is very cumbersome.
Well, that and it's just crowded skies in general.
It's crowded skies, but I will tell you that if you take the online training, which is required, the FAA has got an online training course, takes about 30 minutes for DC SFRA, special flight rules area training. It's really no different than flying VFR with flight following, or if you're an instrument rated pilot, it is no different than that. It's flying in an instrument flight plan, but you can change altitude and course. So it's really not that hard.
No, doesn't sound too hard. Just don't screw up.
But it does seem to scare away a lot of general aviation pilots who don't like to fly in controlled airspace.
Well, I'm not even a fully rated pilot yet, and I'm still scared.
Well, don't be. Don't be. Come on up. I'll take you into the airspace. You'll see how easy it is.
Okay. Well, maybe we can arrange that because I only live up in the Philly area.
Love
so
to
I'm
do
not
it.
That far.
Love to do it.
So that'd be great. What are you doing with DAV here today?
Well, I'm a huge supporter. I'm, number one, a member.
Right.
Number two, I'm here to talk about the Potomac flight and our relationship with the DAV.
Okay.
And how it relates to the Culpeper Air Fest. So if any of the listeners out there who are within a couple hundred miles of Culpeper, Virginia, just southwest of D.C., I would cordially invite them to come join the Culpeper Air Fest. It's a great show on October 10th, Saturday. The Air Fest will be preceded by the Potomac flight on Friday the 9th. And if there's any T-6 or Warbird people out there who want to get a formation training, we're going to have a formation clinic the whole week prior to that.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Culpeper's going to get busy every year in October, second week of October, and we're going to do it again this year.
All right. How can we find out more about the Culpeper Fest? Do they have a website?
Yes. CulpeperAirFest.com is a good place to go, and you can find stuff out about Potomac flight. You can find out stuff about the formation clinic, and there might be even be a link to the DAV. If not, we'll get one up there, but... So.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you for joining us. This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.